WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic at 9:02. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In the news, farmers, crop inspectors, and grain elevators in Nebraska, Iowa, and other corn-producing states are keeping an eye out for corn contaminated by a poison-producing fungus. They're watching for signs of aflatoxins. Experts say aflatoxins are chemicals produced by certain mold fungi, and that high levels of aflatoxins are poisonous to humans and animals. They tend to show up during hot and dry summers. Mark Fulmer of the Lincoln Inspection Service says that during the drought year of 2002, there was a high amount of aflatoxin in that state's corn. Fulmer said of the corn samples his company has tested this summer, most showed little or no contamination. But he says some of the corn has tested out at more than four times the federal threshold. News time is 9:02.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Police in Cedar Rapids say a 7-year-old boy hit two trees in a parked car after he took his mother's car for a joyride. Captain Bernie Walther said the boy suffered a bloody lip, but no one else was injured during his Saturday morning escapade. It ended when the car rolled over on an embankment between a restaurant and a bank about three blocks from his house. Officers say the boy took off in the car because he wants to move to a different house. The boy was cited for driving without a license, failure to maintain control, hit and run, and no insurance. Charges are pending against a man who police say threatened students with a knife outside of a Boone high school. The man was taken into custody Monday afternoon. The incident happened in the school's parking lot. There were no students injured. Police spokesman John Slaughter said the man was confronted by officers who ordered him to stop. Slaughter said the man threw the knife at the officers and tried to leave the scene. The officers used a stun gun to subdue the man. And Slaughter says the man fell to the pavement and suffered a minor head wound, which required a stitch at the hospital. Cornell College says an alumnus has given $1.5 million to honor the chemistry professor who mentored him in the 1950s. The school based in Mount Vernon announced the gift Monday from businessman Ralph Christofferson of Boulder, Colorado, and his wife Barbara. The gift will create an endowed professorship in chemistry honoring retired Professor William Deskin. It'll pay for the salary and development costs for one chemistry professor. Professor, that is, and Christofferson, who goes by Chris, graduated from Cornell in 1959 and eventually became president of Colorado State University. He's currently a partner at a venture capital firm. The school says Christofferson did research under Deskin and even stayed in an extra room in his unfinished attic when the school wasn't in session so he could work. They've stayed in touch since then. The Iowa Board of Regents has started the search for a replacement for University of Northern Iowa President Ben Allen. The Regents met by telephone Monday to authorize the board to hire a firm to help with the search. The Regents also voted to create a 20-member search and screen committee that will evaluate candidates and recommend finalists. They voted to have three Regents on the committee compared to two during the search for Iowa State's president last year. Allen has announced that he'll be retiring next July once his successor is appointed. He's led the university since 2006, and the campus has recently been in turmoil over a series of budget cuts. Regents officials say the search could conclude before Christmas and cost less than $150,000. A 25-year-old Iowa man is accused of posting on a woman's Facebook page a nude photo of her he found on her smartphone after he took it at a bar. Authorities say Atancio Fausto is charged with theft and harassment. Police say he either stole the smartphone or found it at the Union Bar in Iowa City on January 23rd of last year. Police say Frosto uploaded the photo, then sent her a text that said she could get back her phone if she had sex with him. Police say the woman was mortified, alarmed, embarrassed, and very upset when told by friends about the nude photo being online. President Barack Obama's visit to Iowa State University will force some temporary street and building closures. Obama will hold events at the campus this afternoon, including a rally in the central campus area. Officials began closing some campus streets Monday and will increase security today. The street closures mean most SciRide bus routes must be rerouted until 5 p.m., and the service will stop completely when Obama is traveling to and from the campus. Due to Obama's visit, officials also will restrict access to Curtis Hall and Sloss House for most of the day. Iowa State will hold classes as usual today, except for those held in Curtis Hall. Those classes will be moved to other buildings. Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson's effort to be listed on the Iowa ballot in November has been challenged. Documents challenging Johnson's candidacy were filed Friday by three individuals, including Jay Kramer, who says he's the Iowa Election Day Operations Director for Republican Mitt Romney's campaign. Republican Secretary of State Matt Schultz scheduled a hearing for Monday afternoon. Schultz, a representative from the state's auditor's office, and Democratic Attorney General Tom Miller will decide whether to uphold or deny the challenge. Libertarians say they held a state convention at the Iowa State Fair to get Johnson, the former Republican governor from New Mexico, onto Iowa's ballot. The challenge is Libertarians didn't hold a real convention or sign up actual delegates. Candidates must be certified by Iowa's ballot, or for Iowa's ballot, by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Iowa's lieutenant governor will be in the spotlight today at the Republican National Convention. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will serve as secretary of the convention.
And get to do the roll call.
That means at about 4:30 Iowa time this afternoon, when it's time for the convention delegates to cast their votes for president, Reynolds will be center stage behind the microphone, calling out to each state delegation and asking for their votes.
This is my first convention, by the way, so this is just so exciting.
As the secretary of the 2012 Republican National Convention, Reynolds must sign the formal paper ballot from each state. Reynolds has been given a large silver lapel pin that looks a bit like a military medal to wear tonight.
Oh, here's another really neat thing about it, too. I've got a pretty good seat for the convention. I'm just right to the left. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome, too.
It means Reynolds will be sitting on stage right to the left of where the convention speakers will stand. I'm O.K. Henderson reporting from the Republican National Convention.
And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, as she prepares to address the Republican National Convention this evening, Mitt Romney's wife is opening up a bit about her recently disclosed miscarriage. Ann Romney spoke in a taped interview on CBS's This Morning program. She describes the initial shock and excitement of having learned that she was pregnant in her 40s, only to realize early on one morning that she was losing the baby. Man who will deliver tonight's keynote address, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, says Ann Romney will humanize her husband for the nation. Tropical Storm Isaac is expected to power up to hurricane strength later today before reaching the swampy coast of southeastern Louisiana. Residents of New Orleans are hunkered down behind levees that were fortified after Hurricane Katrina struck 7 years ago tomorrow. After a one-day weather delay, the Republican National Convention will move ahead today according to its revised script. Mitt Romney will get the presidential nomination that he sought for years, and Republican leaders will urge the party to unify around him. They'll be looking to portray Romney as a man who understands everyday Americans and can fix the economy. U.S. home prices are showing gains from May to June in every city tracked by a leading index, an encouraging sign that the housing market is beginning to improve. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index showed increases in all of the 20 cities tracked for a second consecutive month. The increases partly reflect the impact of seasonal buying. The month-to-month prices aren't adjusted for seasonal factors. News time is 9:10.
After 21 trips from the truck to his dorm room, you finally have him moved in. You helped him set up everything from his computer to his microwave and mini fridge to the TV and Blu-ray, not to mention all the speaker wire. Now, have you thought about the idea that it happens, like a storm going through, knocking out all the power and frying all those electronics, or those nice young men down the hall through a huge party? Does he even lock his dorm room? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies will cover your kid's stuff on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't cover his belongings if he lives in an apartment rather than the dorm. Some don't cover anything once he lives away from home. What does your policy say? maybe it's time to review it. If you find that he may not be covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help, because like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
And in the funeral announcements, Joyce Moraine, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Joyce Moraine will be held today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernice Byer, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bernice Byer will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Larry Tarks, age 48, of Avoca, died Thursday. A funeral service for Larry Tarks will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Marie Wolfe, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Marie Wolfe will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Gladys Nyrup, age 101, of Harlan, died Sunday. Graveside services for Gladys Nyrup will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Specht Christopher, age 68, of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Jackie Christopher will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Roberta Birdie Marie Reef, age 62, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Roberta Reef will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Albert Ehrenfried, age 99, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Albert Ehrenfried will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Donna Bowl, age 63, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Donna Bowl will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mick Pardee, age 89, of Audubon, died Friday. Celebration of life memorial services for Mick Pardee will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Winifred Rudin, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Private family services will be held for Winifred Rudin at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Louis Bell, age 83, of Manila, died Monday. Services for Louis Bell are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.